Well, I guess everything's pretty much back to normal around here. Yep, the holidays are over. Master's back from his trip. Barry Manilow's making music again. Yes, sir, life is back to normal, all right. Of course, there is one subtle difference. I have a f***ing bullet hole in me. Hell, the bullet's still in me, man. Seriously, vet says it somehow lodged in my lower intestine. The good news is, apparently I'm going to poop it out. Yeah, I guess you could say I'm going to pop a cap out of my ass. The bad news is, every time I fart, it sounds like a pebble being shaken in a tin can. Well, anyway, I'm home now, resting uncomfortably. You know, the bullet hole and all. I'm trying not to dwell on it, the bullet hole, that is. And I'd say for a dog who's been shot by a bullet, I've pretty much taken the whole bullet shooting incident in stride, for the most part. Oh, sure, I got this I survived being shot with a bullet, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt off of eBay. I'm probably going to get a Superman tattoo this Saturday, and I've petitioned to have the boys around the neighborhood start calling me Fitty Sin, or just Fitty if they prefer. But other than that, well, I'm still just good old Jerry, the seemingly invincible dog. The same dog who, prior to being shot by a bullet, mind you, and lived, likes to fetch, dig, and, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry! Oh, that's right. Oh, go ahead, boy. If it makes you feel better. Yes, sir, you deserve it. You just lick away there, fella. Boy, you don't have to be told twice, do you? Good Lord, Jerry. I think I'll let you be.
Hey, Master, could you give me some water? I'd get it myself, but then again, I've been shot by a gun. Bottled, not that tab crap. Oh, and maybe a couple of treats? Would that kill you? Something chewy, though. You know how I like chewy. Sorry to be so specific, but then again, if you didn't leave me alone to be shot, well, maybe I wouldn't be in this condition. Oh, and take Precious outside.
Oh, no reason, really, Precious. I just sort of hate you and would rather you be outside.
Wait. Oh, hold on a second. Did Precious get shot by a bullet? Oh, I don't think he did. Yeah, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just not myself these days. You know, having been myself shot with a flaming bullet from a sniper's hand and all. But I thought that bullet struck me in the chest and nearly blasted out of my rectum, missing Precious entirely. But, you know, it could be just me.
Come on, Precious. Let's go outside. Well, I know, but I've got to split the two of you up somehow. And I can't very well take Jerry out. He's been shot with a bullet.
Oh, yeah? Well, you suck more, Precious. Accuse me of milking it, you bullet-holeless jackass.
Son of a bitch, acts like he was the one shot with a bullet.
Hey, Mary Jo. What you doing?
Mary Jo? Butchie, I told you my new nickname was Fitty.
No. Remember we talked about it. Fitty Cent survived 9 bullets. You only survived 1. Just like Mary Jo Buttafuoco. Oh, come on, pal. You remember? You came up and you were all, you know what, fellas? You should start calling me Fitty Cent on account I survived a bullet. And then Blackie was all more like Mary Jo Buttafuoco on account you only survived 1. And we were all laughing and carrying on at your expense because she got shot in the face and still didn't whine and bitch like you are. And so we were like, holy crap. We had that conversation once you'd already left, hadn't we?
Yeah, I think maybe you did. Pardon me.
Look, pal, I suppose it's natural for one who's been shot by a bullet to carry on about it. Excessively. All of us, we understand that in no time you'll stop being this obnoxious, my God, when's he gonna shut up about his damn bullet hole Jerry, and start being regular old Jerry again. So, in the meantime, we call you Mary Jo. Big deal. This too shall pass.
I think I'm beginning to see your point, Butchie.
Really?
Really. Butchie, see, you're not very bright. You're also a close talker. I happen to think you slobber too much. In addition, I find that you overuse the word peaked. Your ass, well, it smells like ass. You're a terrible softball player, and I've grown weary through the years over your inability to pee in a straight line. But for the most part, you're a good old dog. And despite you not knowing what it is to be shot with a bullet, let's face it, when you're right, you're right. It's a new year, Butchie, and perhaps a new Jerry. Yes, sir, I know 2006 was a great year for us, but 2007 is gonna be even better, my friend. While I can feel it like it were a wound where a bullet hole was once recently extracted. You hear what I'm in a monologuing, Butchie? It's the new me, man. No more milking it. No more taking life for granted. No more, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?